Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Interviews, bringing you the stars of country.
It's Ben Sorensen here, and this is my Real Country Interview with a guy that has eluded me for quite a while, Morgan Evans. How are you, mate?
I'm doing well, Ben.
It's funny, we seem to be, we go to a lot of the same festivals.
Yeah.
I mean, country is a small world in Australia, and you're so incredibly busy, and our times just haven't worked out. And it's great to see you so incredibly busy, because great talent needs to be busy. You need to be converting people to the way of Morgan Evans.
Well, thanks, man. Appreciate that.
And those funny YouTube videos too, I think they totally work.
You do. Yeah, they're a bit of fun, aren't they?
Yeah, definitely. So tell me the Morgan Evans story for those out there who are unaware.
Well, how far back do you want to go?
Well, it started when the Anglos met the Saxons, I believe.
Jeez. wasn't around quite then, but I mean, I grew up in Newcastle.
Yeah.
And my first musical sort of thing was playing piano. My parents got me into playing piano when I was five. I don't know why, because neither of them are musicians or singers.
Yeah, you know, that's the funny thing. I think for kids, learning piano is really good, because it's left brain, right brain.
Yeah,
sort of thing. But if parents are clever, they'll get kids started on a guitar. Why? Cheaper to buy, easier to transport. It's like those parents that try and teach their kids the harp, you know?
Yeah.
It's just, really, how are you going to get that to gigs?
So anyway. At the other end, there's a piano and a drum set. The
neighbours don't like the drum set. So that's a bit of a deal breaker there. But yeah, so you started on piano.
I started on piano and I really enjoyed that, but it wasn't a thing that I was like, hey, mom, dad, can I learn the piano? Then as I went through school, I joined the school bands and I started playing a baritone horn, which is basically just a smaller tuba.
French horn.
Oh, right. Yeah, well, totally. Very similar. I think we sat next to each other in the school band. Yeah. And I don't know when it was exactly, I was 8 or 9, I remember seeing maybe at a wedding or an RSL club, there was a guy playing an electric guitar, you know, doing the gig, and I thought, that is the coolest thing ever, I need to do that. And, and I begged and begged and begged and begged. My 13th birthday, I convinced my parents to get me a guitar, and as soon as I started playing that, there was no turning back.
You know what, and when I see you on stage, and when I listen to your music, that love and that passion flows through into everything that you do. And I think it's a real, real testament to your abilities and also to the skill that you've acquired thanks to that passion. So it's amazing that you found that. A lot of people struggle to find that voice, but you're totally there.
Yeah, thanks, yeah.
And it's not just me that has recognised the wonders and magic of Morgan Evans. You've picked up a few awards as well.
Yeah.
And the one that interests me the most and makes me most excited is the APRA AMCOS Artist Development Award.
Mm.
Because that's such an exciting award, and the back end of that, the stuff you get with it, that's career and life changing. That's fantastic. So tell me about that.
Well, it's an award that APRA and AMCOS offer every 2 years, and it comes with this big long application and all these letters of submission of support that you have to. It's a big thing.
It's a process.
Fill out. Yeah, and I submitted for the award at the end of last year. So it was one of those things. You sort of went, oh, I've got to get this in by the due date. Got to get it in, and then you sort of forget about it.
Yeah,
and then. I entered a couple of times before, as I said, they offer it every 2 years. But yeah, this year I got a call, and it's, I think they had a few hundred entries, and then it's the industry that decides. So it's an industry panel, and the country section, the judges, I think, were the guys from the Country Music Channel, and a couple of artists, James Bondell and Troy Cassadaley, and Mark Moffat, an Australian producer working in America, and Graham Thompson as well. Obviously looked this up afterwards. I had no idea who was judging at the time, otherwise I would have addressed it to them.
I was going to say, yeah. If you were clever, you would have sent hampers to each of them.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, it's a panel like that that decides who wins the prize. And, you know, for those guys to go, look, we want to give this opportunity to you, Morgan, take it, run with it is an honour, but it's also a bit of pressure yeah. too. You know, you want to perform now.
You know, just like that line from Spider-Man. You know, to whom much is given, much is expected.
Well, that's exactly right. And when they gave it to me in my acceptance speech, I acknowledged that too. And like we were just talking about Gaultier 2 years ago, wow. and he used this prize to record.
And you know, he's done all right.
What became a reasonably well known song?
Yeah, he was somebody that I used to know, but now he's too big a celebrity.
Smash that one out of the
park. Now let's carry on. The EP that you've got out called While We're Young. I really enjoy your music. When that came out, I've gone, finally, when's the album out? Because, you know, EPs are great, but I want more stuff from you.
Thanks. Well, look, to be honest, I wanted to make an album at the start of last year.
Yep.
I thought, let's do this. But the record label and management were like, just chill out. Let's make an EP. You
know? Yep.
Get some experience in the studio. See what sort of album you want to make.
Mm.
And then in June, I went over to write for the album. And I got another call. So let's make another EP. So, you know, having those two experiences in the studio over the last 12 months has been really great for me. Big, big learning curve. And I'm heading back to the States next week to start work on the album.
That's absolutely brilliant. From yeah. Newcastle to the States, that's...
Newcastle to Nashville.
Yeah, love it, love it. Well, I quite enjoy all of your music. And While We're Young, which is available on iTunes, is a wonderful progression or a wonderful snapshot of where you're at and who you are at the moment. And I quite enjoy your current single as well, which, you know, I think Carry On really shows more lightened shade of yourself, because you're quite a big personality, and when you get on stage, you fill the stage quite nicely. So it's not really, really good to see that quieter, more intimate side through Carry On.
Yeah, well, thanks. It is something totally different, as you say, and even writing it was a different experience mm. because I don't write songs usually from that sort of place. But I feel like I'm sort of putting myself out there all over again on this song, and it's, as you said, something totally different. And yeah, I'm just looking forward to seeing, you know, what people think of it.
So how'd the song come about?
I wrote it in June last year, actually. Jed Hughes, who was fellow Aussie, and he produced the EP. I was writing with him a fair bit at the time. And we sat down one day and he said, look, we need something different for this EP. We need to show something different. We need to go somewhere we haven't gone before. And we had a few drinks and we invited one of his mates, Andy Davis, around, who's a great keyboard player and singer and songwriter. And we went there. It's just one of those days that you have as a musician, and I'm sure in other, whatever you do in life, and you wake up every now and then and you look and you go, that guitar's pretty much all I've got. What am I doing with my life? Just those days, you know?
Yep.
And we put it into a song, and the band sort of captured that emotion straight away, and I think Jefferton did a really good job with the video and capturing that visually yeah. as well. And there it is, out there. It's, I'm so happy to play music that I'm smiling. It's not a happy song, but, you know, that's just, yeah, it's something different.
Well, I love it. Thank you so much for joining me. Mr. Morgan Evans, you can get all of this man's work on iTunes, and you can also check it out on the Real Country Facebook page. We'll be posting some of your videos and some bits and pieces there, so definitely keep an eye out for that. And now let's can the yakking and go to this fantastic song that we have been talking about, Carry On. Thanks.
Something lying in the empty bed, ceiling fan spinning like the world inside my head. Pictures on my wall trace my history, the ones I should have took down mean too much to me. Taking cover while another storm passes, such a shame that I see that summer go. Days like these, it feels like nothing's made to last, and keeps slipping through my grasp until it's gone. I carry on. Walking around my neighborhood, new houses where the old trees stood. All the times I thought about leaving, somehow I never could. Picked my fights here and there, thought I was standing my ground. Maybe all this time I've just been hanging around now, taking cover while another storm passes. Such a shame that I see that summer go. Days like these, it feels like nothing's made to last, and keep slipping through my grasp until it's gone. But I carry on. Taking cover while another storm passes. Such a shame now to see that summer go. Days like these, it feels like nothing's made to last, and keep slipping through my grasp until it's gone. I carry on. Carry on.
Another Ben Sorensen Real Country interview. Hear this interview and many more at www.realcountrymix.com.